Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Real spoilers powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 377, Avengers Infinity War, our part two.
Not theirs.
Because we're chatting.
Right. Yeah. Well, theirs isn't going to be a part two.
I think it's
going to
be called
It was going to be. It was going to be. And then they reversed that.
I have a little problem with that, but whatever. I mean, they took part two off the name.
Yeah.
But it is kind part of one.
But the name.
It's a distinction without a difference.
Yes. But the name that they're not revealing is apparently a spoiler for like what happens in this movie.
One, right.
Or I think Captain Marvel.
Yeah. I think it's. I would guess it'd be called Infinity Gauntlet.
I just that's the only thing when the movie ended. I mean, since they said, "Oh, it's not a part one," so we're taking this out of the title, and they ended it with no
a giant cliffhanger.
Oh, it is.
I think people will be a little irritated if they knew that news, because I went online and instantly people said, "Well, they said it wasn't supposed to be a part one."
Like, right.
That's but whatever. That's my
so
only
if
deal.
Captain Marvel is just a huge success, I think then we get a Captain DC. Is that what they do?
I think they wish.
Yeah,
that's called Captain Marvel.
Yeah, they're gonna change the name of Shazam to Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
That'll be so. Who? How? Because that's the whole name situation
is so muddy.
Forever
legally in the comic books, it was Marvel. Mm-hmm. Like the Marvel version was MAR. -VEL
played by Jude Law,
which could be awesome. Like that sounds
in the
great
new movie.
And then DC was Captain Marvel, and then when John,
which is always, I was like, does it? Why would DC do that?
Because that's what he was named. They just left it.
I know. It just is always
I don't think he's.
They were doing lip service for their competition,
right?
Which is also weird when he looks just like Superman, like when.
I always thought it was kind of like an FU, though. Like, we have Captain Marvel and we're DC.
But he wasn't a DC character originally.
Yeah.
He got bought up from another company.
But when you buy up another company and you say, hey, we're DC and you have Captain Marvel, I think that's kind of...
DC did that with a lot of companies. Yeah. So they bought up Charlton, and that doesn't matter. But when Johns took over, they're like, oh, he's Shazam now. Because everybody just calls him that anyway.
Right.
So... there it is.
So before we get too in, we should probably go around and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Dan.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. Just a quick shameless plug. Don't forget, we're available on iTunes. It's probably where you got us. But if not, go there, rate, review, subscribe, or whatever delivery system you so choose so you get us every week. And you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/realspoilers. While you're there, join the League of Show Sharers. So there. Oh, and our Patreon. Don't forget that you can go to patreon.com/realspoilers and you can get access to special content and all sorts of other things that we will be slowly rolling out for the low, low price of
$5 or more a month.
$5 or more a month.
And we do mean slowly.
Yes.
Yes.
So but we'll do what we can. So and thank you very much to the people that have been kind enough to join up.
You guys
it's been
are great.
A very pleasantly surprising response rate. So we really do appreciate that. So there.
Avengers Tower.
Avengers Tower.
With Rhodey there talking to Thunderbolt Ross.
Right. And which is just weird. Like now he's still got like the longer hair. From, like, we see him in the Incredible Hulk with like the military haircut.
Yeah.
This is the Civil War.
Yeah, this is the Civil War look.
And it looks like there's like a holographic
conference call going on.
Conference call, meeting, and Rhodey's just like,
I'm done. He's like, yeah, but your signature's on these accords. He's like, yeah, I messed up.
I paid the price.
Yeah. And of course, we know that he's paralyzed.
That's cool that Stark has got some tech that's allowing him to walk, though. The braces kind of walk for him.
I had a feeling that Stark would come up with something.
Yeah, at the end of the movie, when you see him in rehab, it's like, he'll be fine. So that's
cool. And then in walk the new Avengers, I guess, the Cap's team.
Yep. With Vision and Wanda.
And Thunderbolt's just like,
Arrest him.
He was like, nah, this is over, and like swipes the conference call close. And he was that's a court martial.
Yep. And Cap, and this is really nice because Cap winks at him, and he's just like, because after, you know, and he's like, good to see you.
Yeah, right. And they embrace, and this is where they all kind of decide, we need to get him to Wakanda.
Yep. Like, that's when we hear
ASAP.
Yeah.
And we get there, and everybody, all of our characters are there. Cheery's there. The gal from The Walking Dead.
All we see is Black Panther and Michonne walking, and they say, I think he's rested long enough, and they reference the White Wolf.
There's
and
Bucky.
Bucky's with one hand, like, throwing hay or whatever.
Right.
And then that's...
So he gets a new arm.
He's trying to kill Richard Kimball.
Wow. It's pretty good.
Why not?
Yeah, sure, why not? But, like, he gets a new arm. Like, this is not the same arm.
Not yet, but yeah, he will.
It's a different arm.
Yeah, it's a really cool Wakanda arm.
Yeah, it's got, like, gold and stuff in it. And they... They kind of say they're like.
He was like, "Do you got to issue a Cosmo? I want to break this in."
Yeah.
But you're right. No, they.
Ow!
At the end of this scene,
I misjudged.
At the end of the scene, before they cut away, they bring a briefcase and they open it up and you see the arm.
And
he doesn't get
like,
it on yet, but
it's almost like the Terrence Howard scene.
I was Pulp Fiction part of the MCU.
Yeah, it is now. Yeah.
No, you see the arm, but you look at the arm. He doesn't.
Julius
like...
actually, it kind of is
Jules.
Because Jules is in it, and the line on his tombstone at the end of Civil War, Cap 2, is like the path of the righteous man. Is that's on his tombstone? Did I say Julius?
Yeah, you said Julius.
Jules.
Well, you're going to get Orange Julius
after this,
yeah, it makes
what I'm
sense.
So they get there. And
so we cut back to Doctor Strange, Iron Man,
they're on
Spidey.
The ship.
They've got Doctor Strange dead to rights. Ebony Maw does.
And he has things poked in his face.
Yeah, microsurgery needles are all surrounding him.
Right.
Yeah.
And I do like that they keep his hands are all scarred up.
Yeah,
Strange's hands still have like the scars on the. Yeah. I was like, well done. Like it's such a simple continuity thing, but I was like, I can always appreciate the little things.
They probably know that maybe some of the audience might notice that.
Maybe just a small portion of
the
audience. Yeah.
Small portion.
So Stark does not realize that Peter is still on the ship.
Well, the cloak comes up to him and he goes, "Oh, a stowaway." And then Peter comes up to him. Speaking of stowaways, whatever.
And it's just like, oh, Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then
he blames, it's kind of your fault. The suit is so intuitive. It's great.
He's like, stay here and shut up.
Iron Man basically, it's funny because Tony Stark, we're so used to him talking and being such a smart ass. He basically reacts this entire movie to all these people that he's never met before. I mean, Peter he has, but he does a great job reacting. It's a lot of Robert Downey Jr. just looking at them and his face says it all.
Yes.
It's so fantastic.
And then I do like where he's just like, do you ever see that movie Aliens?
Yeah.
That old movie Aliens, which is
that old movie Aliens.
Right, which is the reference to Jedi, which is what he says in Jedi.
Which is...
Or Cap 3, rather.
Which is exactly, the thing is, like, we scoff at that old movie, but that's exactly how kids think these days.
He would be we'll say he's 16 years old.
Yeah. I will say the kids in this audience, like, I didn't get a lot of pops in any of the screenings I went to from anything that was like an older pop culture reference that we get, but I didn't hear a lot of laughs, and I'm like, these kids don't even know. So like, for us they're recent, but the 16 year olds don't.
Right. So they're they devise this plan, and it's basically the plan from Aliens with an S. Like that's and even to the point where Maw does the alien thing in front of the camera. Like it's the same thing.
Oh, freezing, you mean?
Yes, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, do you think that was an FU to James Cameron?
Because
it's Cameron,
so tough to say
because Cameron's been complaining about how everything's superheroes and
And he just came out and said, he's like, I can't wait for this superhero thing to end.
The funny thing is he had to have said that before they made that scene. And it just so happens that there's an FU that was made before he even like, that's pretty bad.
I'm sure the superheroes were like, oh, buddy.
It went from being an homage to an FU.
Yeah, exactly.
So Stark and Strange and Peter are on the ship and they have to figure out.
Oh, and that's the end of Ebony Maw, as far as we know. He's frozen in space.
He looks... Yeah, he's frozen.
Yeah, and he doesn't break apart or die or anything.
Thanos even says, he's like, you took out...
They presume, but we don't see him for the rest of the movie.
No, he's gone.
He could come back, but, you know, maybe. We don't see him.
No. So then they realize that the ship is going to Titan, right? Well, that's where they need to go.
Yep. Well, this is when... So this is the big moment where Doctor Strange and Stark have... They butt heads because Strange says, we've got to turn this thing around.
We've got to get back.
And Stark says, I heard you, but I don't know if we should, because he's not expecting us on his home planet. And Strange says, I'm not going to bring the gem to him. Listener Ben Lott wrote in, and he didn't like the movie as much as everybody else in the League of Show Shares
did.
But it's interesting. You know, he emailed us with some questions. And one of his questions was, well, during this scene when Stark and Strange are going at one another, it's like, why is Strange like, we need to turn the ship around when he can just sling ring them back to Earth? I don't see any reason why he couldn't. It's a very valid point.
I think it's one of those comic book things where you just have to roll with it. Like,
I don't think that excuses it, though.
I think it does. When we know we need to get these characters onto Titan, we know that Titan is the end game.
You're saying there's no other possibility in the history or the art of writing that could have gotten them there without this plot hole?
No, I don't. I mean, how do you get Stark and Peter there? How do you get Stark and Peter there to Titan after?
I just think that's silly. I mean, I love this movie, but I think that's silly to excuse it because you just have to accept it, right? I mean,
I just think it's one of those comic book things that you just. Most people
are never going to think about it.
Well, I mean, like, it's almost...
I think sometimes with comic book stuff, there are that the universe becomes so expansive.
Right.
There are so many storylines that there's almost always another way that they just don't think of.
That's probably true.
You know?
But it's, I mean, it's, you take Superman catching somebody off a building. Like, if you think about it, the speed at which he's flying up, the speed at which they're falling, he's going to snap, like, their body's going to collapse.
Maybe, if he doesn't compensate and, like, I mean, he's pretty powerful.
But what I'm saying is, like, if you don't, they never show him slowing down.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So you just have to accept the fact that he's
slowed down.
That's
what Miracle Man is for. Read those.
He doesn't slow down.
Yeah.
He goes right through them. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I get what he's saying.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where it's just like, eh.
But you know. Strange, I like that Strange makes a very, very, very plainly spoken point. He says, when it comes to saving you
or saving the kid
or protecting the stone, I'm going to protect the stone.
You're on your own.
Which also sets up.
He makes
up
a very plain point about that. Like, it's an absolute, like, you can't, like, and, you know, it's like they even drop a lot of the audio to just, like, hear this one thing.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I am not going to protect you.
Yeah. Right.
But which is great because what he does later really backs up the fact that he.
Well.
What?
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
It really shows that he only did what he did because he had his reasons, because you know his stance.
So we'll get there now. Yeah. We'll just do that now. So they get to Titan. They're hanging out and they look over at Strange and he says.
And he's doing something.
He's
meditating.
Know, yes. Yeah. And he's like, I just went through. 14 million possibilities where we go up against him. He goes, how many did we win? One. I think he gives up the stone.
Because the only possibility they have to win is to give up the stone.
That's exactly what I just made the point.
He's not protecting Tony or
No, it's not for Tony.
I think in the only version they win, Stark's alive.
He gives up the stone and he decides to throw in the Tony thing as well, which is also possible.
No, it's whatever he, I mean, it's the only way.
Whatever he saw, giving up the stone was the only way.
Right.
Yeah.
You know his stance, so when he makes his decision, you really know he has to. Because
it wasn't an act of humanity.
Yeah, no. Right.
No, because which is why they made such a strong point about him saying,
I'm
should
not
know.
Here for you.
We should know that when he does that, he's not sparing Tony.
No. The Guardians.
It also means there's only, out of 14 million versions, there's only one where he was like, I'll let Tony live.
Right. Right. That's exactly right.
14,600,000.
That's why he makes a point to stop any further damage to Tony.
He says,
which means it has to be the one.
Yeah, he says, you. So there's a big fight.
But
also,
we know he has no affinity for Tony.
None whatsoever.
But he also exacts an agreement from Thanos.
That he does with Dormammu.
And so I wonder if that will come back in play, that Thanos had basically promised to not
hurt Tony.
Not hurt Tony.
Right. Which could.
Right.
I honestly think.
If you believe Thanos is a man of his word.
They kind of allude that he is.
Yeah.
You know, like they don't. He's, like we said, he's not the mustache twirling villain. Like,
right.
He is.
Every
kind
time
of...
he makes it. Well, this next scene, the next scene is actually Gamora and Thanos in the throne room. And when we find out that he has Nebula captured.
Right.
And, Gamora lies and says, I don't know where the Soul Stone is. But eventually we find out she's lying.
She had a talk with Nebula about where it is. Yeah.
He's about to kill Nebula. And she says, stop, I'll tell you. And he does. Right. So, like,
and
they make a deal.
And lets Nebula go. Well, Nebula lets herself go. Yeah. But it's also a really interesting camera shot of Nebula.
It's great. Great
I think inspired by Damien Hirst, an artist who.
Oh really? Oh, it's like one of those.
He
like
does
the,
that.
Yeah. Okay.
He uses dead horses.
Okay. Okay. So you're initially looking at her straight on, and just looks like she's strung up on the from the ceiling. And as the camera kind of pans to the left, you realize they have started to pull her cybernetics.
It's like something out of Cell, right?
Yes, which was inspired by Damien Hirst. Yeah, it's exactly that.
Yeah.
It's the angle.
Yes, and she's in excruciating pain.
And we see, basically, we see kind of like what has been alluded to is what Thanos has always done to her.
Is always chosen
Gamora.
Which
is take pieces of her
A little bit at a time. And he's always favored Gamora over her.
And also a really great writing scene between Gamora and Thanos, because she says, I've always hated that throne. And he says, so I've heard for the last 20 years.
Right.
But he also says, don't forget that for the last 20 years, you've followed me and were on the same mission I was.
Right.
So we know that for 20 years, Gamora killed half of planets with
him. We know that from Guardians 1 when they get to the Kremlin or whatever that jail was called, where they're just kind of like the inmates were after her, like Drax was going to murder her until Star-Lord stepped in.
But that was more for Thanos, I think, for them killing the,
but she was also involved. Yeah, like she's right there. She was his right-hand man doing the same thing.
But this tells us, this reminds us that she was right there with him riding along. So
she's on the same level as Black Widow and Winter Soldier. Mm-hmm. Like they were both bad.
Yeah.
They just happen to be good guys now. They had the bigger paycheck for Black Widow, and then Bucky was brainwashed. So they're going back and forth, and she's just like, look, I don't know what you want me to do. Like, I don't know where the stone is. He was like, I've taught you a lot of things, but the one thing I never taught you is how to lie, and that's why you're so bad at it. And like, he accesses Nebula's cortex, and he sees a message between Gamora and Nebula. And Gamora says, I know where it is.
That's really, it's why it's important to delete your cortex history.
Always delete your cortex history.
If there's anything my first marriage taught me, it's to delete your cortex
history. Delete it quickly.
Yes.
And this is, he's just like, click. And she's like, God dang it. All right. And she's like, I'll never tell you. He's like, fair enough.
I love the sound mixing every time he activates the gauntlet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Every time
he
clenches his fist, he goes, whoa.
See, did it make a different noise depending on what stone he was using?
No, it
was
powered
all just
up.
Just a power up?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was just awesome, especially in the theater. This is why you go see movies with the big surround sound, because the bass shakes and you hear that. It's a great sound.
And he, he's torturing Nebula, and finally Gamora's like, fine.
Except for when he was on Titan, because the freak, it's hard to reach there, so it was a little bit of a modem lag there.
Yeah. hold, please.
Hold on. I never got past 14.4 here.
That's his goal, honestly, is to get better internet
access. 156.6 across the universe.
For Titan, yeah.
So they, Nebula, and not Nebula, but Gamora tells him where, and it's this abandoned planet that they kind of reference when Thor is with the Guardians. Mm-hmm. They say it, and they're just like, I've never heard of it. Like, that's kind of like a deserted area. And Gamora's like, this is the scene where we realize Gamora knows where the Mind Stone is. Nope.
The Soul Stone is on Vormir.
Vormir. So we go to, what's it called? Nelfelheim?
This is the
Hufflepuff.
Yeah, Hufflepuff.
Yeah. Gryffindor. Perfect. And
Gryffindor Fox Smith.
That's right.
It's called
his new name.
Yeah.
It's called the Weapon Shop.
Right, which is, it's funny, like, so Jason Aaron, who has been writing Thor, oh man, not long enough because it's been wonderful. Like, he has kind of dove headfirst into the Asgardian and like the world trees and stuff like that. So this has been brought up before in the comics that I don't ever remember them going to, and now they reference it a lot. Like the dwarves were the weapons makers and things like that. So we know that Mjolnir.
Wait, is this a Super Troopers crossover?
Mjolnir was destroyed by Hela in Ragnarok.
Pretty easily.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So they kind of say that, like, we can't... Peter Dinklage's character is like, I can't make you a new weapon because I need the heart of a star. And Thor's like, I got it. And he takes... Does he swing Rocket first?
Mm-hmm.
So he uses Rocket kind of like a slingshot. And hurls him.
Because the ship will never be fast enough.
Right. So, but if Thor, the God of Thunder, can make it fast enough.
Yeah.
So he slings Rocket. He's holding on to one end of like of
his
the
feet are like bracing on the rings of this frozen
trying
station.
To get it. To, and of course, then as it meets
more thrust, Rabbit.
He's going as hard as he can, and then finally it clicks.
Yeah, it's really
and it
cool.
Kicks up, and they start to build the Stormbreaker, which is Betteray Bill's hammer. Who we have seen already, sort of, mm-hmm. in Thor Ragnarok.
So we also find out, too, that Peter Dinklage's character made Thanos the gauntlet to contain the gems.
Because we also know that the gauntlet that was in Asgard was fake.
Yep.
We know that because Hela goes into the trophy room and she was like, fake.
Fake.
Yeah. But we also, they also reference in one of the Avengers movies, like he goes, was it Avengers 2? Where Thanos says, I guess I'll just do it myself.
Yes.
And grabs a gauntlet.
Yes.
So what gauntlet was that?
That was
the one he has.
Yeah. He had the gauntlet.
He already had the gauntlet made
for
him.
He had the gauntlet. He just didn't have any stones.
We had stones.
But Peter Dinklage is saying that he made him a gauntlet.
Yeah. That's what he made him.
Well, that's where it was. He just kept it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a little, it was like a hat rack.
But do we know that was he was on Asgard? Do we know that maybe he just didn't go back to Niflheim or whatever?
I don't know, but...
All right.
I don't know how, but this what they're saying is that he made him the gauntlet.
He made him the gauntlet, yeah. Right. And he says, I will leave you your life, but I'm taking your hands.
Yep.
And we assume that he cut his hands off, I guess.
Or I thought he just... You know, they look like they were very
heavy,
encased in
something. Oh, maybe, yeah.
So we cut back to Nebula with her eye popping out.
And
she tricks
puts
the
awesome scene where she kills the guard and she quickly gets away.
And then we're back on Titan with Iron Man and his crew.
Iron Man, his crew, and this is where the Guardians show up.
Mm-hmm. Great fight because it's like they don't know who each other are. I mean, Guardians have been out in space. They just learned what the Avengers are.
It's hilarious where Tony anoints Peter as an Avenger, and Peter, like, it's a very fun, like, Tom Holland, I think, is the best.
He anoints Peter after the alien move
on
the ship.
Right, okay. But, like, he says, all right, you're an Avenger. Mm-hmm. And the way Tom Holland plays it is, like, he's not slunched, hunched over, but, like, he stands up a little bit straighter. His face gets
Peter, Star-Lord has a gun to his head. Who are you guys?
He takes off his mask. He's like, we're Avengers. And he was just like, what? Because he had just talked to Thor about the Avengers. He's like, you know Thor?
Thor.
Yeah.
Is this the one where he's like, oh, are we using fake names?
No, that's where he's Dr.
That was what he's annoying.
Oh, we're using code names? I'm Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That got one of the biggest pops.
I'm Spider-Man.
We're using code names? Okay.
Yeah, love that.
So everybody gets it, you know, good fight, but everybody gets it
squared
away.
It's a really
away.
Fun fight with all of them just going at it, but we know they're on the same team. It's like, oh, stop fighting.
Right.
Don't do
and
it.
They don't. And they, well,
Mantis,
they do.
Don't lay your eggs in me.
Because he had just referenced something similar where he's just like, they're not going to lay their eggs in our chest or anything, are they? So, okay.
This is where, I mean, they bounce Thor. Around like in the comics going from issue to issue.
This is page to page.
Yeah.
Like, this is like, okay, here we're on Titan, and then we flash back to Thor.
So now he's got the rings going, the eye of the star is opened up, but the device breaks under the weight of the star's power, and so Thor is like,
Thor, I got it,
I'll do it. and then this is where Peter Dinklage goes, if it could kill you or whatever, he says, only if I die. And then that's pretty funny. He's like, well, that's what killing you
we
means.
Are totally are we have we even talked about the eyeball yet? Has that
no
happened
he does
yet?
That before they land on this planet.
I don't like it. I wish they would have kept the eye patch.
The eye patch,
like,
was cool.
The eye patch was cooler, but I'm sure Hemsworth
Thor's
is like,
Thor's just too
I'm
dreamy
to
have his
eye patch.
I agree. It's,
Rocket smuggles him an eye.
It makes sense that Rocket would have.
Of course.
He's got some body parts.
He also goes, oh, that's gross. Yeah. Like when he's putting the eyeball. Yeah. But I do appreciate that it's a different
color.
Don't
we see him get the eye?
It's a different one. Groot steals the eye from the guy on the ship.
Okay, but it's not
but
the
there
same
was
one.
Another eye. Yeah, he steals an arm in the first movie, and then Groot steals an eye.
Star Lord steals that arm.
The leg.
He's like, I need I need that. Okay. I need that
guy's leg.
They've all stolen different body parts, so it's like I thought the same thing too. But the eye, he's just talking about that he snuck out this eye from.
But I do appreciate that it's a different color.
Yeah,
like one eye's blue, one eye's brown.
Sure.
Yeah. So so they make the Stormbreaker, and it's like the most powerful weapon to kill Thanos.
He doesn't need a handle.
And this is where we get Groot.
This is the best thing.
This is, I think, the coolest thing in the whole movie.
It's the coolest shot.
The only thing that would have been cooler, which I think we'll get in the next movie, is Cap with his shield in one hand and the hammer in the other hand.
Yeah,
that'd
be pretty cool.
Stormbreaker? Yeah. Because, there's a scene in, I think it's Infinity Gauntlet, where he's got them both.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's Gauntlet.
It's not Gauntlet? Mm-hmm. It's a George Perez or Ron Lim drawing for sure.
Well, they may pick it up, though.
Yeah.
But, it's one of those scenes where it's just like, yep. Because in the comic books, there's five people that have picked up Mjolnir. And it's Superman. Yes, that's a thing that happened. Mm-hmm. Wonder Woman, I think, picked it up. Storm, Captain America, and Thor.
Wonder Woman picked it up?
Yeah.
Interesting.
In DC versus
Marvel. Beta Ray Bill. That's
why. Stormbreaker.
No, that's why. Odin made him the Stormbreaker.
Oh, right.
Because
he
was worthy of wielding the power of Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
And so he made him a weapon.
Right. And then but the Stormbreaker is like the. But yeah, so.
Stormbreaker's awesome.
It's a hammer and an axe.
It's both. Well, that's awesome. He's been using an axe in the comics recently, but it's called like the Yarborn or something. You know, it's the most Norwegian name.
Yeah.
Like it starts with a J, but you don't say the J.
When they say Stormbreaker, if you know it, that's an awesome moment.
It's
because,
game on.
Because he says this is a weapon made for a king.
Yeah.
And then
we know that in Odin and he's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As far as we know, he's the only Asgardian left.
Yeah, it's cool.
And then so Groot is just like he's starting to become the Groot that we knew, and he reaches out and he makes. He puts the two pieces together, and he does the wood. And now the Stormbreaker has a hammer.
How proud must James Gunn be when he watches this movie and sees Groot reach up to the sky with Stormbreaker in his hand? What was his hand? Like that is seriously one of the coolest shots. The music behind it, I love that.
Was that a Thor thing? Like was it Thor a Thor theme or was it just Avengers music?
It wasn't a Thor theme. I don't think. I think it was just.
I will say that Avengers theme. Has grown on me.
Like at the very end,
it's definitely established itself.
I think it's great.
I love the fadeaway
at
the end. It's so good.
Yeah. So we find out that Strange is just like, I went over this 14 million something times. How many times did we win? Once. Mm-hmm. He was like, okay.
Yep. Yeah, this is where we go to Vormir.
Vormir. Mm-hmm. And we see this, they show up, and there's a shadowy character.
I thought it was going to be Death. You know,
that's who I thought it was.
He's in a cloak, and you're supposed
to
think
shadowy.
You're supposed to think it. Well, they change these things all the time.
Shadowy character.
Women to men.
I really don't think you can change unless you want to make Thanos gay, I guess.
Yeah, but his motivation isn't Death in this movie.
It's true, it's not.
So you're supposed to think it's Death, and they do a great head fake.
They do.
Where, dun-dun-dun, we said it last episode, it's Red Skull.
It's Red Skull. And not Hugo
by
Weaving.
Ross Marquand
from
Walking
Dead. That's what it
who,
is.
Go look up his impressions.
They're great. Well, because it was funny, because Hugo Weaving has...
said, he's like, I hate it. I'm not doing this
anymore.
He said, I'm contractually obligated, so I will because it's my job. But I guess they just were like, well, you don't want to be here?
Then why would he not...
Right? Like, you got Lord of the Rings, you've got The Matrix. Why not add the third thing that will cement your condom?
I think Red Skull was too hokey for an actor of his caliber, you know, because he had to ham it up to be evil villain. Yeah. This is a kind of a mustache twirling. I mean, he has motivation.
But
it was also
very fitting for the time that it was set in.
I think it was great, but he did not have a fun time playing it.
He didn't like it, but you know what? I think he played the portrayal of the character.
They just CG'd the face, because it looks exactly the same. And he kind of says, he's just like...
Oh, well, sure. Yeah, it's all CG, certainly.
He's like, I got sucked into the cube, and I'm stuck here, and I cannot leave because there's nothing that I love
that
I can sacrifice.
Right.
He's like the boatman on the River Styx or whatever.
Basically.
He basically has to lead people that are trying to find it, but he can never obtain it. It's right there, but
It's unobtainium.
Yeah. There you go.
The Transformers? Is that what that was? What was that from?
No, that's Avatar.
Avatar.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Avatar.
Man, they should have said use that one, too. Dang it. Unobtainium. But I want to make
which is a real thing, though, because remember, I looked it up, and it's like, there's a metal called Unobtainium.
He's like, I want to do five more of these movies.
Yeah. So this is... The only complaint I had about this scene, I like what they did. I like that they did it, but I wish they didn't make it so operatic. It was just too drawn out and dramatic. I wish that Thanos just did it to catch you off guard. Because if you didn't
see
that,
that's the problem that I had is like when he's like, oh, you're shedding a tear.
Yeah.
And he's like,
if you don't see
for him.
If you didn't see this coming after that buildup.
Right.
So I would have loved it if
just
they were like,
her and threw her.
Basically, Red Skull says, a soul for a soul. You give a soul, you get a soul gem. And so he's like, you have to get rid of something you love. And if she just would have been, he loves nothing, and he just turned around and
tossed
her, it'd be like, oh my God.
Right.
Like, but that to me makes him more of the, like, I don't need the, he's crying over Gamora. Like, that was a little much.
I like it for the character, but again, I'm thinking more for like the surprise element. Like, if he just did it, people would have been like, what the hell?
So we lose Gamora.
Yeah.
He throws Gamora into the pit. So this is what I think with Gamora. I think we're going to get her back, but she is not going to be this Gamora. She's going to be a soulless
Gamora. I have a
question
about this.
Yeah.
All right. This is a little bit further reaching, but I think it'll make sense when you hear it.
To me.
Can Adam Warlock bring back Gamora?
I don't know. Like, I'm kind of with Tom, where like I don't know a lot of the cosmic stuff.
If he has the Infinity Gauntlet,
I guess
the
if he has the
he can do whatever
he
wants.
He wields it. He does wield it at one point
because that character is in Guardians 3.
I think he's in. I think he's.
And Tom
in
and I
4.
Just talked about this. Is like
we have a side podcast that we do.
yeah. It's called I Just Peed. You Just Peed. Let's talk about this.
You're actually peeing while you're recording.
Post pee podcast. It's pee.
Don't. You better trademark that right now.
So we had this, and he was like, yeah, I wonder if they're going to search for Spocket.
Could.
And that's why I'm wondering if Guardians 3 might be about Gamora.
It could be, or it could be Warlock.
Because she's definitely a character. It is Warlock. He's in it. But she is a character that the first two that die, you know, Heimdall and Loki, I'm like, yeah, I think they're dead. And then anything else that happens after, it's like, we know that doesn't count. But this one, it's like,
it might.
Oh, this is like she's not part of the purge, I should say.
No, she's not. Know? That's a good way of putting it. She's not part of the purge.
Yeah.
Which makes me think that maybe
I think we're gonna get a beat at the end of the next one where like they win and everybody comes back and then Star-Lord's kind of standing there like, but
what about me?
But no.
But what about Gamora? Yeah, because she wasn't part of the Great Disappearance.
I know that Warlock can wield the gauntlet. I know that he does wield the gauntlet at one point.
Okay. I'm just curious.
But in the current comic books, Gamora has been trapped in the Soul Stone. She is...
And we do see her as a child.
In the Soul Stone. Right. That's like...
So Warlock is the guardian of the Soul Stone. So his soul is kind of merged with it. He's part of it.
Right.
And so that I think is going to directly correlate.
Yeah. I think we have already seen Adam at the end of Guardians 2, right? That was Guardians 2 where he shows up.
In his little
cocoon.
Case.
Yeah. That we thought was in Guardians 1, but it was not. Mm-hmm. A little head fake by James Gunn. So I have thought that what we're going to get in Avengers 4 is Carol Danvers and Adam Warlock. Like, those are the two, and probably Nova.
Okay.
Those are the three that I'm almost positive we will get, because they're the three missing pieces of this cosmic world. And I think the other pieces are
and
tied
actually kind
in,
of the biggest ones.
Well, there's other ones, but I think they're still tied to
the biggest
Fantastic
ones
Four.
That we know that they want to do.
Right. Like Galactus, the Annihilus, like I think all of that stuff is still tied into the Fantastic Four stuff, so we won't see that for a while.
The biggest ones that they can do and want to do.
Right. Well, we know. Yes, exactly.
Okay, I was just curious because it's like they definitely, well, I mean, her death is sort of what screws up the next scene.
Peter being Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were close.
Yep, they had it.
Like, literally. Yeah.
They had it off.
So righteous.
Yep, right there.
After he ends up in the water, we go back to Wakanda. This is where Cap and them arrive and meet up with Bucky.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, and again, that scene is pretty, it's not as important, but yeah. we get a good, you know, Buck and Cap.
This is a breather. Reuni- hey, we got to get this stone.
Right, yeah.
Shuri analyzes it, says there's trillions of connections yeah. to remove it would take
also,
a lot of time.
Also, why didn't she start immediately? Like, that was the problem. I was like, get him on the table.
She's union.
That's right.
Yeah.
Contracts have to come yeah. through.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah, sterilize
that
the table.
The, that was the issue that I had. I was like, get him on the table and go. Like, start now.
I don't know.
Trying to come up with a plan.
If
another
we know,
bunch of colonizers.
Right, exactly. You got to fix, save another white boy. Yeah, so a good reunion. Thank you. I couldn't do that to save my life. Between Cap and Buck, like it was, they haven't been, as far as we know, Bucky's been here. Captain's been
right
wherever he's yeah. been, because they don't really say where he's been. He's just been off the grid.
Is that Cap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They never tell you. And I will say, I wish he had more in this movie, yeah. but I think he's going to get more.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, certainly.
Coming up. Like yeah. that's, he's, I think, yeah. yeah. If we lose him in the next movie, it's going to be
doing some cool stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. They realize that as they're getting their plan together, it's already started.
Yeah. More donuts are landing. There's yes. more ships and
Proxima Midnight and
yeah.
The big guy
yeah.
show up. They're like,
Black Dwarf.
And I will give like what this movie credit. Like Wakanda has been kept secret this entire time, and even these guys can't break through.
Right.
Like this barrier that surrounds Wakanda. To finally, they're starting to spread out around Wakanda, and mm-hmm. they're just like, look, if we open the wall like just a little bit, just a smidge,
yeah,
it'll concentrate it and we can fight from here. And this is the line where he gets, you know, it's like, we need to get this thing and get that man a shield.
Yeah.
And I was like, get him the real one. Why yeah. can't you do that? Did they break it?
He left it.
He left it with Tony.
Yeah.
And Tony didn't break it.
Right. No, he just left it there.
Okay.
On the ground.
Cause he's like, that's my property.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
It's so, broken in Tony's vision of what happens
with right.
In Ultron.
Right.
So
okay.
these are the Outriders, this alien race. Right. So Thanos commands two groups of aliens, and one is the Outriders.
The Chitauri is the other one.
Yeah, and the Chitauri are the other one. So the Outriders, they're another one from Infinity, the 2013 comic, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which wasn't bad.
Yeah,
it was okay.
They're a easily
killable.
Well, killable. Nondescript, easy to CGI
alien dog
race.
Well, they're a lot they're a lot more serious in the comics. They can actually read your mind. They can fly. They can do crazy stuff. But in this one, they're a Chitauri.
They're dogs.
Point two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a massive fight between the Wakandans and Cap and his crew. Wakandans are dropping left and right. For the most part, the Captain America's people are holding their own.
We skipped a little bit ahead, but they actually keep cutting back and forth with Thor, and then Groot does the axe thing.
Right.
And then they go back to Wakanda, and everyone's getting their asses kicked.
And then here comes
MVP.
Literally the God of Thunder.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just to recap.
Yes.
No pun intended. The whitest character in the Marvel Universe just showed up to save Wakanda.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure I understood that.
I mean, you can't.
all our heroes.
You got to bring them back somehow. And they're on, you know, yeah. I agree. I did think an initial viewing, I was like, well.
But I will say that the crowd I was, they were very excited to see Thor being Thor again.
Yes, right.
And that was the screening I was at was the biggest reaction of the day was when Thor's like,
shows
I'm
back
with my hammer, bitches.
And a legit hammer.
Yeah, but
it wipes out a lot.
Yeah.
But it does a good job.
I still had this moment of like, oh, white savior? Are we doing that?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think of it on that level. I mean, I see what you're saying, but I don't think it's going to bother anybody. And by anybody, I mean not the lowest of the trolls.
Well, and also, I haven't seen anybody else say it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think
you're
it's...
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Like, TikTok.
Right.
So the DC fanboys are going to say
time's
is,
up. Yeah. Right.
But one thing I was really disappointed with, and obviously this was filmed at a different time and whatnot, but Black Panther throws about three punches in this movie.
Yeah.
We just saw an awesome Black Panther movie with awesome fights. I saw it. He punched a guy. He kicked a guy. He blocked a punch, and then he gets his ass kicked the rest of it. Like, I was looking for a little more, you know, oh, we got Wakanda, we got the music, and he puts the suit on at the very end of this fight and throws a few punches. So I think people that maybe just saw Black Panther might be like, oh, I came here for this guy and...
Yeah. You know, I think everybody's getting their ass kicked. Yeah.
No, they are. I just mean we don't see him do anything other than that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, again, still love the movie, but it's like, damn, they really underutilized him in this world compared to what we saw.
Yeah. MVP scene of the movie for me is Bucky and Rocket.
That was awesome.
That was hilarious.
It was
like,
a cool scene.
How much you want for that gun? He's like, it's not for sale. How much you want for that arm?
He just walks away. No, he just walks away.
And he like, I do like where he picks
up. I'm going to get that arm.
I'm going to get that arm. And he picks him up, like Bucky picks up Rocket, and they're doing the Groot Rocket thing.
Yeah.
Where they just start spinning around. I was like, that was really good.
Yeah.
So now we go back to Titan.
This is where Big Bad shows up.
They have a plan, and it's working.
It's going very well.
It's perfect.
They're organized.
After Peter and Iron Man in the last scene go, he goes, that's a great plan, but it sucks. Let's go with my plan. And this is where Tony is just shaking his head. He is so disappointed.
Yeah.
I think he's not disappointed as much as just like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, you are worried. Like, you're dumb.
Yeah.
But
that's 100% him.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Peter's 50% human, and so 100% of the stupid ideas are.
Yeah. But that's 100% you.
Oh, so
they have this plan. They've got Thanos kind of subdued. Peter. A Spider-Man, not
everybody's doing their part.
I don't know why they're both Peter. That's annoying. Spider-Man's got one arm. Drac, they're all kind of, they've leveled him together. And then here comes Mantis, who is kind of the most worthless out of this entire thing, but she's the most pivotal in this part.
She's effective when you need someone to put someone to sleep.
And that's what she does.
Before this, Nebula too crashed on this planet.
Right. That's right. So they've got Thanos, and they're trying to get the glove off, the gauntlet, and they're right. He's like, you know, Peter, I need your help. So Spidey jumps over. Of course, Spidey is probably the strong, in a weird way, he is the strongest there. Like, he has the proportionate strength of a spider. And it's almost...
He's got that suit, so you know he's...
So he's double. Yeah, right. So it's almost off, and Mantis is just like, he's in so much pain. Like,
well, Peter shows up, and he's like, ha! What? And he's like, what'd you do with Gamora?
Where's Gamora?
And then he's like, I had to... Had what?
Yeah, and then we find out, like, Peter finds out Gamora is dead.
Ugh.
And then he
makes
me
so mad.
He ruins it. Like,
but this is Peter in every movie.
Yeah.
Sure.
The death of his mom. I mean, this is within the character, so I'm not, but it's just like, oh, they had it off for a second. And then.
Well, it was almost,
Yeah, right. I mean, it was on the air, and then he grabs it back.
Right, he grabs it back. Yeah. And then he leaves.
He punches, Peter punches Thanos, and then Mantis
loses
her hands.
She loses control of Thanos, and Thanos is just like, oh, well, that's it then. See ya.
Yep. And then they get this ass-kicking scene, and this is where, from the trailers, the one thing I did see before, because I caught it...
Was Cap catching the arm.
Was, no, this is when
the planet.
Where we thought he was going to throw
Man, that was cool.
We thought he was going to throw a whole planet down, but he makes these meteorites, asteroids, and brings down so cool.
Right, it's very cool. And then we jump back to Earth.
Wakanda.
Yeah. And finally we realize...
We get rid of two more children of Thanos. So we have...
Proxima Midnight.
Yeah, we have Black Widow.
Okay. I'm glad they made her blonde.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I would have been confused as F when I've got a redheaded Black Widow running with a redheaded Scarlet Witch. The blonde makes sense.
It was both of them, though. So we had Black Widow.
Also, she's in hiding.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So,
Michonne from Walking Dead. And then finally, Scarlet Witch, who's up with Vision, just hanging out, looks out the window and sees these huge, spinny razor blade devices that are going to crush everyone. And so she comes down and picks them up and takes out a whole bunch of
destroys them.
Yeah.
And she joins the fight.
But. She made a mistake.
She did make a mistake.
She should have stayed at her post.
Yep.
Yep.
And left him alone.
Because what's his name wasn't dead.
Nope.
Grey Goblin wasn't dead.
Grey Goblin.
They made it sound like he was.
Right.
He wasn't.
He wasn't dead. So they're just like,
That's another thing that Ben Lott wrote in about. He said, Scarlet Witch is literally given the most important job in the universe to protect Vision. And then when those machines come tunneling under, she abandons
she makes a
for
mistake.
No logical reason.
No, there's a logical reason.
Well, that's a human mistake.
Yeah.
It's an emotion.
She's human.
Well, she also thinks he's dead. Like, they think they've killed him before. You know, it's a human mistake, just like Star-Lord. That's the thing about this movie, is nobody's perfect.
Right.
Everybody's screwing up every chance they have. Like, there's nobody gets a win in this. You think they get a win, and then when you think they get a win, they're like, oh, by the way, I have the time stone.
It's great. Keeps you guessing.
Yeah. So, fight is continuing.
They kill Proxima Midnight,
right?
And then Vision ends up, before he is taken out,
right,
he ends up taking the staff or whatever and putting it right through the chest, just like Grey Goblin.
Grey Goblin. Yeah. And then he's like, this is it. Because Thanos is there. They're like, this is, you have to do this. Like, this is, I do like that the only guy that stand, that is, for whatever reason, the only guy who stands a chance against Thanos is Steve Rogers.
Well, before he leaves Titan, Thanos stabs Tony.
Oh, that's true.
And
this is where he gets.
I mean, honestly, the audience reacted like we all thought. Like, oh, Tony's.
This is what we thought.
Done.
I thought he was gone. I'm like, good, they're doing it. They actually have the guts to pull this off.
But then Doctor Strange stops him and makes a promise, and it was like, wow,
this is the most important.
He flat out said he wasn't going to protect him. Yeah. So and clearly, he has to keep him.
Right. This is such a pivotal part of the plan.
Right.
And he also has to see, you know, Tony has to see some of his premonition come true.
That's true. That's very true. This is where Stephen Strange gives up the Time Stone.
Yeah.
For whatever his motivations are.
And I'm thinking like, well, it's a fake Time Stone.
Nope.
It's a Time Mech Stone.
it's cubic zirconia of Time Stones.
It's the cosmic cubic zirconia.
Yeah. And you're like, nah, he didn't give him the real one.
And it pops right into the gauntlet, and it's the real one.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. So they go back to Wakanda.
But then Tony says, why did you do that to Doctor Strange? Doctor Strange says, we're in the end game now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wanda and Vision are back together, and they do the interaction that was foreshadowed earlier, and he says, we're out of time. You need to do this. It's not fair that it's up to you, but it is. And he says, you can never hurt me. And so she is going to try to pull the stone out of his head and destroy it. Meanwhile, Thanos shows up and he just waves his hand and people are getting destroyed.
Yeah.
He punches Black Panther in the face.
Yep.
He does the whole gauntlet thing with Cap and then he levels him.
Yep.
Like, this is awesome. Falcon, he just takes him out of the air and crash lands him.
Yeah.
Bucky. I mean, it's so cool because it shows you that Thanos with 5 of the stones in his gauntlet, you know, he doesn't even need that 6. 2, he's the most powerful being in the universe.
We should also say that Bruce Banner can't turn into the Hulk, so he's wearing the Hulk Buster armor.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Which was the worst. Like, that CGI was awful.
That was
his head
brutal.
Popped out of the thing.
Yeah.
You guys are going to get your asses kicked. Oh, my God.
This entire movie was spot on with the CG, and then that happens. I was like,
No, I've heard that complaint because I'm like, I'm glad I'm not the only one. That was awful. But he's the one that kills Black Dwarf. He sends him up with the Hulk arm to the Wakanda barrier and explodes him into bits.
That's right.
So 3 of the Children of Thanos are taken out in Wakanda, and then the other one is floating around
in the space somewhere.
So I love how it just shows Thanos doesn't have to even blink. He just is taking everybody out left and right. But then it shows you how powerful Scarlet Witch is. Scarlet Witch with one hand is trying to get the stone out of Vision's head. With one hand is holding back Thanos with 5 Infinity Stones.
Yep.
Like,
and,
pretty
and
well.
Doing pretty well.
He's fighting to get through.
She also is one of the, I mean, she is the reason we didn't have mutants.
Yeah. Right.
Like, in the comics, she just said no more mutants, and they poof.
Yeah.
Like, they were gone. Like, that was the extent of her power.
Mm-hmm.
She gets it. She pulls the stone out. She explodes the stone. You're just kind of like, okay, well, he's not going to get all 6.
Yeah.
Like, we're all right.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, you silly child.
I love this. This is what he says. Now is not the time to mourn. Now is no time at all.
Right. And the time stone kicks on, and we roll back just enough.
Just enough.
He knocks Scarlet Witch out of the way and plucks the stone out of Vision's head.
With ease. You know, just like after Scarlet Witch is trying to get it out and everything, he goes and just pulls it.
And he puts a big old dent in Vision's head.
It's cool.
And kills Vision. Like, that's it.
Also an homage to the comics. There's a scene where Thanos kills Vision and you see wires and stuff.
Right, I was hoping that we would get, the weird white-colored Vision. Like,
yeah.
That
is weird.
Off, eggshell white suit that he wore. And,
I think because that was the 90s, and we don't have to color this. He was just white.
He was just white.
Which
he kind of looks like. Like, if you look at it, he kind of, because all the color is gone from his body.
He's gray.
Yeah.
Oh, he was after he got the gem pulled out of his head. That's
so sure. He drops the stone in, and he's got all the stones, and here comes Thor.
This is Thor.
And he hits him in the chest, and he's just like, this is perfect. Like, I've got you.
He's pushing it into his chest.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty awesome scene.
And he's just like, what does he say?
Thanos is like moaning and he's looking down, kind of faking his death like he did with Gamora. And he's like, you should have. And then he says, you should have went for the head or should have gone for the head.
And he snaps his fingers.
And this is where we go to the soul.
And then Thanos is, we go to the soul gem, and this is where Thanos is talking to
things go white.
Gamora, right?
And she's like, "Did you do it?"
He's like, "Yes." Yeah.
What did it cost you?
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
And he sits down, and I'm assuming we're on Titan.
Well, we're not there yet, but that's that. And then we go back to Wakanda, and you see the gauntlet is burnt. It's destroyed.
Right.
And then Cap starts to look around because he notices Bucky, I believe.
No,
first,
not yet.
Right?
He goes, Thanos disappears.
Right. Thanos disappears.
And,
but
then he turns around. He's like, "What happened? What's going on?" And then here comes Bucky. He was like, "Cap." And then all of a sudden, Bucky disintegrates and Bucky's gone.
So we lose Black Panther. We lose Groot. We lose Scarlet Witch. We lose Falcon. We lose Mantis. We lose Drax. We lose Peter.
Both Peters.
Both Peters.
Well, yeah. And then we lose, and then Tony is, this is when Tony turns to Strange, and then Strange says there was no other way.
Right.
And then he disappears. Spider-Man, the most heart-wrenching scene in this entire movie.
That sucked. Like, that was tough. He's like, "I don't want to die. I don't want to die," and like jumps onto him.
I did not expect this. Yeah. I mean, I think people were tearing up. Like, I don't want to go.
I question the Black Panther, and I've seen more discussion about that, just because we all know that they just announced a sequel.
Right.
So it was like, well, that kind of steals away from that.
Yeah.
But we know everyone who disappears.
Well, that's the one that's like, that was the one where it's like, maybe,
sure,
you know.
Black Panther.
You know.
That's true. I guess she could pick it up.
That's true.
Yeah. And so, I mean, we're down to the original Avengers.
Which I think is such a smart way to do it. First of all,
that wasn't an accident.
They don't they don't have 40 characters in Avengers 2. They have the original ones. They can give them their send off. Mm-hmm. Then when they get the new team back,
I think we're going to keep Hemsworth. Hemsworth
possibly,
might stick around. I honestly think Evans is going to stick around in a smaller role.
In a S.H.I.E.L.D.
I think he's going to be the new Nick Fury.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be in an intercom role.
Yeah, right. He's the guy from Charlie's.
He's
going to
be Bosley.
Bosley. Yeah.
So this is the last scene before the credits.
So Thanos is back on Titan, and Titan
looks...
I don't think it's Titan. Oh, I thought
it's,
it was.
It's
because he talks about how beautiful it was, but
Smallville.
We don't know. I mean, so the landscape doesn't look anything like when he's telling about the landscape.
It's just
some planet.
Yeah. So.
And he sits down.
But this is exactly what he said he's going to do, because one of the Avengers asked him, I think it might have been Tony Stark. He says, "What are you going to do when all this is over?" And then he says, Rest. He's going
to
look.
Going to go to Disney World.
Right.
Not Disneyland, because that will have disappeared.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah. They don't want that Disney theme parks.
But the crowds will be. Okay.
Half
as
crowded. This is the master plan was like, man, I do not have to wait for Toy Story Mania.
Yeah. But you still can't get a table at La Salière.
No. So yeah,
But he says, "I'm going to rest and I'm going to watch the sunrise on a grateful universe."
And that's what he does.
And that's exactly what he does. Great. Yeah. Now, what I noticed was his neck is burnt. His arm is all burnt up.
Yep.
And they never show you a gauntlet.
Right.
Like, if he has a new one, if he still has the old one, like, they don't go below the elbow point.
Right, he is burnt up.
But his neck and arm are severely burnt.
I think the big reveal is the next one's going to be Avengers Infinity Mitten.
Infinity Salve.
Right.
Yeah. And then,
so we don't know what happens.
We have
no idea. I'm sure he still has the stones, but he doesn't have a gauntlet.
He's got the stones.
He's got the stones.
Definitely.
So, yeah. So then,
roll credits,
and it was pretty good. I thought there was they tease a mid credit sequence, and then like there's a break in the credits, and then the credits just roll, I was just like, oh man, maybe they don't do one.
And
like,
this is where they cut to the Infinity War logo with the old Avengers song, but it's really somber, and it disappears like that.
And then
it fades away.
We cut back to New York, and we see Maria and Nick Fury. And Maria's just kind of like,
Nick,
oh, man.
Back
like,
out of hiding.
Yep, back out of hiding. And Maria Hill's just kind of like, oh, man, they just had like something just happened in Wakanda. Yeah. And they look up and they're like, a helicopter crashes and car crashes. They get out of the car. And Maria's like, there's nobody
here. It's like a Kirk Cameron movie.
Yeah, right. And then Maria Hill disappears. Like, she starts to go. And Nick Fury immediately is just like, son of a bitch. And he quickly grabs like a 1990s pager and he hits send. And as he's hitting send... Like he disappears.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. The pager falls to the ground and it just says sending, 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 sending. And then the Captain Marvel logo shows up on the pager and we know that she'll. She's coming back for 4.
And then the very last thing that you see, Thanos will return.
Thanos will return.
which I thought
was good.
It's a nice touch.
Yeah. And that whole, like.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird that it's so funny. Like, there's so much comedy in it. until the last 15 minutes. And
like,
it is
not unlike life.
Not unlike, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, they wipe out so many characters.
They wipe out everybody, with the exception of the original Avengers.
Rocket's still there.
Rocket's there.
Nebula's still there.
Right. But other than that, it's Iron Man.
Which makes me think
like Nebula and Tony.
Yeah.
Right? That's it.
That's it. On Titan. Everybody else is gone.
Which, Tony could probably do some good stuff with Nebula. Probably fix her up.
Fix her up a little bit.
Well, it makes me think. I mean, Nebula plays a huge part in the comics.
She does.
And so they kept Nebula around and got rid of almost all the other Guardians. So what part is Nebula going to play in all
this? The part of the Guardians. And so, like, obviously, I don't think we're going to get these characters. It'd be weird if we don't get these characters back until the very end. Like, if it comes down to, like, the original Avengers with Captain Marvel and Adam Warlock, and then Warlock brings them back.
If they're going to bounce... I wonder if they're going to bounce through time to the moments of all the Infinity Stones, which is why we saw Tony in World War II garb.
Oh, we do see that?
I mean, not Tony. Cap.
No. He's not in World War II garb. He's in Avengers 1 garb.
Oh, or Avengers 1. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I was like, well, I wonder if they would like almost do like a Back to the Future 2 where they like double back on themselves and like literally go back to key moments from all the movies.
I got out of the movie and I talked to someone and they were disappointed. They were like, oh, now we're going to do time travel. I'm like, that could be really cool. I'm like, don't you like Back to the Future? It's exactly what I thought of. Yeah. Like,
hey, they've done it so many times with Star Trek and it works every time.
Yeah, it could. I mean, that's the thing is like they've set this up in a way that I didn't expect.
Well, I think this is one of the biggest discussions out there right now, and I wanted to ask your guys' opinions. The people that don't like this movie don't like it because they know everyone's coming back.
Right.
Black Panther isn't dead. Right. All these people aren't dead. You know, they disappeared.
Well, I think Loki and Heimdall might
disagree. the real deaths are dead. Aside from Gamora, the real deaths are dead.
Right.
We know everyone that disappears is coming back. People think that cheapens the next movie and don't like this. But I'm like, well, part of the fun is seeing how they come back. Right. That's what the whole point of the movie is.
Also, using that logic, then there's no point to go see any of these movies because you know that Tony Stark is never really in danger.
Right.
You know, like, you know, like they're not going to really kill off, you know, Iron Man.
Well, you know, and here's my fan mind makes, I want Shuri to be Ironheart and I want Tony to be the voice. I want Tony to be Jarvis inside Shuri. So even if Tony dies, his consciousness is like, there's how you keep Downey on. Just let him do the voice work.
He would,
Ironheart.
He would have downloaded his consciousness into something.
And so he'd be like, would just be the disembodied voice of Robert Downey Jr., which is a great way
to
keep him.
And he can call in all his lines and get paid for it.
Yes. And maybe they just CGI.
And put Shuri inside that, you know, inside the suit.
I think Shuri will become Black Panther. They might introduce Riri.
She's the queen of Wakanda right now.
I don't know. That's true, she is. But Riri is Ironheart.
We also saw, like, I mean, that was the thing. I was like, when she was, it was like, she was pretty much done.
Yeah.
There. So I think she's going to figure heavily into whatever happens next.
Yeah, I think they used her so well in Black Panther.
Yeah.
And used her so much in Black Panther that I think she will have a bigger role in 4.
Like, I don't think she was, you know.
That,
like,
wasn't on
accident. When she was, like, she went mobile.
Right.
And bailed. And then we didn't see her anymore. It's like, She probably got what she needed.
Yeah, I think so.
Out of, you know, the download.
Yes. So there it is. Like, that is how you end a 10-year run with that movie.
Thought it was awesome.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah. It's probably number 2. It has probably reached. Winter Soldier will always be my favorite. Like, that's my favorite one, but this is close. Yeah. Like, this is real close.
It was masterfully handled.
It really was.
Two hours and 40 minutes.
And there are so many masters to serve in this movie, and you don't feel like anything got a short shrift.
Nope.
Right.
I mean,
what am I supposed to say, Jesus?
He's your master. I don't judge you. They just had a lot to take care of.
10 years of story.
And they handled it just beautifully.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't think of another set of directors or director who literally came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, they came from Community and Arrested Development and
well, I mean, sure, Colin Trevorrow came.
These guys were like TV
I know
guys.
This was you, me, and Dupree. I just mean, like, we've seen some lately where they're
Steven
like
Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
He was directing episodes of Night Gallery and
Columbo.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yep.
He made a TV movie so good they released it theatrically.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It happens sometimes. I mean, they pick the right people.
Just
and,
like I'm sure DC's like, can we get a guy that directed the episodes of The Office or something? Like, there's got to be something out there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, except they would probably end up like, oh, that worked for them. We should get somebody, and they would get like the guy who directed episodes of Mike and Molly.
Right.
Like, that's
the King of Queens.
King of Queens.
Right. Yeah.
And Melissa McCarthy would be Harley Quinn.
Yeah. That'd be just crazy enough.
I'd go see that.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, that's it. Like, it's there's a 2 hours and 40 minutes. I'm assuming everybody has seen it at this point. I don't think there's anybody left that hasn't seen it. So
yeah, and I think if you are a Patreon subscriber, you'd like to become one. I think Joe and I are talking about doing the next 0.5 on what happens in the comics after all this goes down and what could possibly be seen in Avengers 4.
Who could show up, who might show up, all that good stuff.
Awesome. So, Dan, is there anything that could approach a video recovery for a movie like this?
There's only one movie. It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. It's the only movie that I think was equitable to like what they tried to pull off and what they did.
That
and
is brilliant.
Because, it, you know, in a way, Jimmy Durante and Bruce Banner, they serve the same purpose.
That's
they
true.
Like show up. There's a big crash. He says there's a big W. And he says Thanos is coming. And then it's like it essentially follows a lot of the same beats. As I was watching it, I was like, this is a lot like It's a Mad World, because you have all these huge stars and you have to acknowledge all of them. You have up and coming stars.
Right.
And you have
it was
all
Jonathan
these
Winter's
layered
first movie.
Yeah.
It?
You have all these.
Oh,
and
really?
Peter Falk. Mm-hmm. And you have all these like layered, you know, side characters. But you want to serve them well and you want them to have their moment. And that's the only movie I could possibly think of that.
No, I think
succeeded in doing what this does.
That's I think funny. That is a brilliant. And it has a similar running time.
Oh, yeah.
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 I mean, it's like probably the longest running comedy, like longest runtime of a comedy
I can
think of.
Really? It's a very.
Oh, you're thinking of The Simpsons tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at the time when it came out, it was a very bombastic movie.
Yeah.
A lot of people were, you know, kind of put off because there's a lot of screaming, there's a lot of crashing
right.
and noise and calamity. And I'm like, well, that's pretty close.
Yeah.
So there's the only thing I could possibly think of. I was like, well, what else? There's no other superhero movie that's ever done this. It's
the only
movie. So if you've never seen it, you may need a little like old timey comedy history, a primer before getting into it.
Especially because there's a lot of classic comedian cameos. God. Like, I mean, you get it's like the final
Three Stooges
last film appearance. I think Jack Benny shows up. And
Jack
Rochester.
Benny, Rochester. Buster Keaton.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of like comedy, like royalty that pop up in this movie for, you know.
Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
That's right. Jerry Lewis is in it because he drives over the hat.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot. Other than that, you got that and Cannonball Run.
Yeah. Yeah. Was the only two movies I could think. I was like, yeah, okay.
Those work.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Well, thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
So I guess that's it for this one. Let's go around the table and everyone can say where to find them.
This is Dan. You can find me on Twitter, DanGraney67, GRANEY.
This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at KevinRBrackett and on ReviewSTL.com.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. If you want to continue the conversation online, if you have your thoughts about Avengers Infinity War, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you probably do.
You probably do.
So swing on by, no pun intended, Facebook.com/RealSpoilers or find us on Twitter at RealSpoilers. Also, don't forget our Patreon account, Patreon.com/RealSpoilers. And that's it for this one. So I guess next week, what, Tully? I mean, I think Hollywood took a week off. You know? They're like, no, no thanks. So
I'm good.
Who knows? But we'll try and figure something out for you. So that's it for this one. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, Mr. Furious throws Casanova Frankenstein into the psycho fracking.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.